Welcome to the Pig Health Today podcast, where we talk all health all the time. Hear engaging interviews with today's leading industry experts. Hosted by Pig Health Today editors, podcast episodes highlight the latest ideas, insights, and advice to improve pig health, welfare, and performance.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Pick, managing editor of Pig Health Today. Joining me is Dr. Scott D. He is director of research at Pipestone Veterinary Services. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You're a regular on our Pig Health Today news desk. Yeah. We appreciate you spending some time coming back.
Thanks.
You are presenting some new research at the American Association of Swine Veterinary meeting about feed mitigants. And I know that's been a heavy focus area for you. We visited with you at Lehman a little bit on this, and so let's talk about what you're presenting during AASV and what you're really excited about.
Well, I am excited about I finally finished the doggone project.
It's been milestones,
right? It's been a year and a half in the making.
Yep.
And using, I think, a very robust model of challenge, we've actually evaluated 15 different products.
Wow.
Some at different inclusion rates, looking at cost. You know, could we do it cheaper? The good news is, for the most part, mitigation is always better than nothing. So we've always got either feed that's treated with a mitigant,
yep,
an additive, versus pigs that are eating feed without
not
any mitigation.
Treated.
Both groups are challenged with PERS, PED, and Seneca.
Okay. Yep.
And the pigs consume the feed and we measure the outcome. And it's been pretty neat to see that mitigation is better than doing nothing. So independent of the product, it looks like there is some benefit.
Regardless of product, across
yeah,
the board, you're
yeah,
seeing
yeah,
positive benefits.
Yep, the majority of the products we've tested have had a positive effect. I can't say that for everyone, but the majority that we have tested. And the good news is for producers, that's options.
Yep.
That's options based on your budget, on your risk tolerance, on your milling capacity. There are different chemistries, different formulas, mm-hmm, different applications. Which one works best? You can just go down the list and pick the one you want.
And how specifically did you set up your study? Dig a little bit more into mm-hmm the parameters of that.
Well, we did it in what we call a biosafety level 2 building, which we built in our research department. It's up by Pipestone. It's 6 independent rooms, and they're airspace independent.
Okay.
And so you can have treatment and control groups side by side. And so we can put 100 pigs in each of those rooms. Each room has its own bin.
Okay.
We
yep
can treat the feed accordingly, products 1 through 5,
mm-hmm,
and then have that non-mitigated control tonnage being fed
simultaneously.
Different. And we all basically right took a 1-pound ice block with help from South Dakota State. We took PERS, PED, and Seneca. We blended those three viruses together in an ice block and then dropped it in the hole at
okay
the top of the bin and let Mother Nature take its course after that. To melt or chip up, or those viruses move their way into the animal.
Infiltration.
And the pigs eat the feed.
Yep.
And we document that the virus is in the viruses are in the feed. We document the pigs actually contacted the viruses, and then we look at the infection level in the pig, the clinical signs, as well as the growth performance.
Do you find any of that virus also appearing in the water or other environmental locations?
I probably haven't looked that close, but
okay
clearly there's virus in the pen floors. I mean, these pigs get PED, so they have diarrhea that's on the floor. I'm assuming it's in the water, too, because it's in their oral cavities.
Yeah.
And there's also some feed usually in the water bowls, too, just from the noses and things. So, yeah, I'm sure it's all over the pens. But the good news is with all these products, save for a small percentage, they've all had some benefit to the animal performance.
What would be a couple practical outcomes for producers if, as they hear your new research, what advice do you have for them as far as practical application?
Yeah, first, take a look at the data, kind of see which product is going to fit your needs. What's the cost of the product? What's the application degree of difficulty, say, at the mill? There's different chemistries, different
lots
chemistries.
Of different
yeah,
chemistry
different kinds.
Things.
So it'll take a good study of what's all available. So then I probably, if you can talk to your veterinarian or your nutritionist, and once we get the news out and we get the publication going, it'll give a nice menu of events. The really interesting thing to me as a microbiologist was Even though we found evidence of the viruses in the pigs, say PED in the fecal material, or PERS in the blood, pigs on mitigated feed seemed to be able to fight that challenge, and so they performed extremely well, even though we knew they were being directly affected by these pathogens. And right down the hall in the non-mitigated control room, we'd have 10% mortality with extremely low growth rate, with 0% mortality with a very high growth rate in the treatment group. So the ability of the mitigant somehow, is it stimulating the immune system? Is it modifying the gut somehow? It's doing, or is it reducing the viral load? But the good news is we could find that we knew the pigs got challenged, but somehow they were able to fight it off, and they did extremely well in comparison again to that control group, which was just devastated by the viruses through the feed without a mitigation in place. That was surprising.
Surprising and very interesting with some really great applications. I mean, who doesn't want to have more options when you're fighting the battles?
Well, especially if there's a big performance benefit along with the disease prevention benefit, it's almost like, wow. And the nice thing about having multiple options from the study is some of them cost more than others do. And so depending on the budget, the producer can say, I'll spend this much.
Yeah.
It's almost like an insurance policy. How much insurance do you want to have? You can spend a little bit or you can spend a lot. The good news is you're going to probably get the same outcome. To actually find the viruses in the pigs, but not to see them, you know, having trouble with them clinically or performance-wise, that was really exciting for me.
So as you look ahead, what comes next? What are you excited about as you look at future research opportunities?
I've got a project right now that I'm trying to demonstrate on a larger scale the ability of viruses to live in feed that we've done at the laboratory level. I'm now taking it out to the real world. I've actually got feed ingredients purposely spiked with PED, Seneca, and PERS in trucks driving around the United States with caps that are vented so they can feel the environments as they pass by. So these viruses will go through 18 states over 21 days and 6,000 miles of driving.
Wow.
And all over the United States. And we're trying to see whether what we learn in the lab, what we modeled in the lab, where we try to simulate the changes in temperature and simulate the changes in relative humidity over periods of time, were those data representative of what happens in the real world, so to speak. So it's called a demonstration project. We'll evaluate viability. It's a survival study, so we'll take the feed ingredients and we'll see if the virus is still alive.
As we close out our session, I'd like to just hear if you have any closing comments for producers to keep in mind based on your most recent research.
Well, it's not to get lax. We have the ASF challenge. Maybe you don't hear about it as much, but it's still a concern. We have to be very vigilant on our biosecurity every single day. I think there's going to be more epidemics in Asia. There's going to be more epidemics in Europe. We are not going to escape this as the weather turns warmer or something. We have to be vigilant every single day on our personal biosecurity at our farm level.
Thanks for listening to the Pig Health Today podcast. To get the latest news and interviews delivered to your inbox twice a week, subscribe to our e-newsletter by visiting pighealthtoday.com/join.